Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Fight will be asinine. So when I learned that word, asinine.
Asinine from Biggie?
Yeah.
Hey, ni lyssnar på en grej till.
Yes, this is a portion of the Silva Hender podcast where we deep dive into something that we are interested in. And right now, we're deep.
Yeah.
Knee deep in Love is Blind season 6.
Det vi kämpar på alltså.
Yeah, man.
Det,
yeah. Not the easiest task, but it is important.
Oh, damn, shit, I'm about to fall.
I'm good.
Breaking that shirt.
I'm alive.
Vi hoppar in direkt i det här avsnittet. Men först ska jag bara påminna patreon.com/svh om ni vill ha videoversionen av den här podden.
Mm-hmm. Or ad-free.
Reklamfria avsnitt, få avsnitten tidigare och så vidare och så vidare.
Or support your favorite podcast.
Eller precis, om ni bara var schyssta. Nu vet, vi putting in all this work for y'all.
Yeah, man.
Sjätte avsnittet, det här var ju det sista i den första batchen av avsnitt och nu är de ju i The Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Och här brukar det bli action. Jag kommer ihåg att vi kommenterade, eller jag i alla fall kommenterade det på den svenska versionen, hur lite drama sinsemellan deltagarna det verkade bli på Cypern.
Yeah. Yeah.
Men historiskt så har ju semesterdestinationen alltid skapat massa drama i den amerikanska versionen.
It feels like they introduced the messiness earlier.
Ja.
The potential messiness. It feels like while you're still getting to know your partner, they drop you, in American version, they bring the exes back.
Yep.
But in the Swedish version, it felt like they let you get tight and then they brought back, you know.
Precis. Och vi, den svenska versionen har vi hört att de också, jag tror inte det är världens secret, men att liksom alkoholen var ganska så strikt liksom.
Med, oh really?
Med alkoholen. Jo, du har hört det, du har bara glömt det.
I forgot that.
Men you var bredvid mig när vi fick den informationen.
Yeah, yeah.
Men ja, att det var ganska strikt liksom med alkoholen, men här verkar det ju inte vara det. Jag tänkte på det i The Pod så har de ju liksom hard liquor stående där och det var något tillfälle när jag tror Chelsea var som att säga
I need a drink
för att ha den här konversationen. Så,
yeah.
That'll do it. Liksom, alkohol in i bilden så that'll create some drama.
Yeah.
Jeremy och Laura som...
Who? No, I'm just kidding.
Ja,
no, nej. They're not the who. The who is that other guy and that Amy.
Jeremy och Laura, de skjuter pilbåge och vi lyssnar på konversationen. Hon är
cool date.
Ja,
it's a really cool date. I've never done anything
about. Men det känns som att hon har en, hon jobbar mycket med the next och hon,
well, she work with black people.
The way she's talking.
Yay! First time shooting an arrow.
You did really good.
I can do anything.
Oh, you can do anything. I like that.
Can we
That's
get
what
a...
I love about you.
That I can do anything.
Yeah, well that you think you can do it.
Pretty good at this.
As a human being.
Let's imagine a couple years down the road, we get a house with some property.
I could just stand out in the backyard with just like cigar, a big old like lumberjack hat, and just like shoot bow and arrows. Like that'd be the life.
You see what he's doing, right?
All right. Mm-hmm. If that's your thing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not allowed to have motorcycles or anything anymore, so I have to.
You can have one motorcycle.
That I'm not gonna ride. It's my dad's bike. I don't want to ride.
Not allowed to have
okay,
motorcycles.
Okay, so you'll fix up your dad's bike.
Yep.
And then you'll help my dad fix up his Austin Healey.
Mm-hmm.
Will you really do that?
Yeah.
So that's what I was looking for when I was trying to find a partner. I was like, who can help my dad rebuild a car?
Oh, good. And you heard.
And maybe, like, fix the fence post.
You heard that I worked in the construction industry.
Yeah.
And you were like, nailed it. I'm good.
I've been handier than most guys that I've dated. They, like, don't know how to, like, nail a picture. Like they don't have a stud finder.
I do have a stud finder.
I saw this joke coming.
You know how you test the stud finder?
Boop. I cannot.
Big dad energy.
You're so corny.
I know. Look how cute these bananas are.
You know what that reminds me of?
What? What does it remind you of? Go ahead. What does it remind you of?
Nothing.
Then they showed it again, man.
I'm just giving you shit. I feel like you're gonna like really try to find me.
Oh. I'm giving you shit. You talk about my dick looking like that little piece of banana. We got a problem, man. We got us a problem. I've been tapping my package for you. Before I get
not
in the
hard
bed.
Enough.
See, this is, he didn't tap his package. This is obvious that this man didn't tap his package. But if he did.
Det är pretty vågat skämt, whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say,
att dra så där tidigt.
Yeah, I was gonna say if he did something physical, talk about something physical about her.
Oh.
I think it could be a wrap for him.
Mm.
That's cold blooded, man.
Cold blooded.
But it makes me think. I would think, oh, she's not into me.
Mm. Ja, det menar det ganska så.
If you're nagging me like that, you might think it's cute banter
on TV,
or whatever.
Also.
Yeah.
Du vet att det här kommer
while I'm though. Holding him, and he seems secure with his little penis. Because I would have been like, you shut the fuck up. Cut that. I'd have made a big scene so they cut it.
Cut.
Just do a somersault. Like, what's wrong with him? Just so they cut the scene don't work.
Oh.
Oh, man. You can't be doing that on national TV. That's the complete opposite of Christopher and Katya, where she talks about him making her come all the time.
Opposites.
This is
not what you want. This is not what you want.
As he's holding a physical representation.
Oh, with the camera zooming in?
And replaying the shot.
Man,
oh.
Got done dirty.
Oh, I wouldn't have signed a release.
Vi hoppar till Clay och AD, där Clay igen visar bara att han är slightly bara puckad, eller?
Really?
I think so.
I love a good smoke.
That was
thank
so fun.
That was nice. Cheers.
So good. Cheers. We got to remember this.
I know.
Home.
This was a sexy drink.
This was really cute.
That was sexy.
But you know, I'm not like into like all the sugar. I don't do pointless calories.
He's doing the Amanda blinks.
I don't even count calories.
I know you don't.
I've never counted calories.
Men and women are different.
You think so?
You think so?
You have a great body, AD. Like, what are you talking about?
I have a great body because I work hard.
AD, if you didn't work hard and you still worked out, I think you still have a great body.
You're crazy, bro.
I wouldn't even let you get, like, out of shape.
Stop.
Yeah, but what if I do get, like...
I'll tell you.
It's such a trap question.
I'm like, AD, get in that motherfucking gym.
You would not talk to me like that.
He's joking.
If you were
out of shape,
I would tell you.
That way, though...
You will be determined to go if I said it that way.
Be nice.
This dude need to grow up.
I don't think that was nice. I don't think being like, you need to get in the gym is nice. I think it's kind of mean, actually.
Maybe.
Because at some point, we're going to have children.
Yeah, you got to get right.
And I'm going to have a...
You got to get right.
And I would be in the gym with you every day. Trust me.
This fucking guy.
You right.
You don't understand, man. That's a childish thing to say.
It is a childish.
It's like not understanding all of the work that goes into raising a child. Like all of a sudden, we got time to go to the gym.
To raising a child
together.
Pregnant for all that time.
All the time. You're carrying around all the baby. All of the shit we all adults know. This dude who didn't know that a man gets a ring at the wedding.
Det här menar han verkar puckad liksom.
Okay.
Och bara så här, det hela grejen med the calories. Bara så, hon bara, that's why I got a fucking banging body. För att jag också...
Put the work in. Yeah.
Alltså det är säkert, det är genetics också. Men det är klart. det är som allting, alltså, och hon har den sortens kroppstyp som skulle kunna blow up, for lack of a better word. Liksom, så att det är bara så här, det är så sjukt att se det på det där sättet med att you better get in that motherfucking gym och jag ska så här, för att säga det på det sättet och sen lägger det som att säga, jag, vadå, jag kommer lägga pressure på dig och det kommer få dig att get into the gym,
like,
get it right. Alltså bara såhär, no.
Yeah, man. Well, he's trying to lead, man.
He's trying to lead. I'm going to be led. Someone,
she's not trying to be led, man. He's a high value man. High value man. Second time in the DR.
Jag skulle bara inte palla lära upp någon så här hela tiden.
Agreed.
Ja, varje konversation.
Yeah, she looks like, if we look at, I mean, it's, we got a freeze frame right here of her just looking like, damn, oh, another thing. Oh boy, look.
Varje konversation så måste hon lära upp honom. Det skulle jag inte palla med. Personally.
I know, man. This is why you don't date white women.
What's that have to do with?
Teaching them about Black Lives Matter and shit. It's like, God damn it.
Here we go again.
Are good trainers easy on you? Honestly, though. Like, are good trainers easy
You're
on
not
you?
Her trainer, like, nigga.
You being a cheerleader and, like,
not
being
from
a
women
patriot.
Coaches, not a man that I'm going to marry. Exactly. You got to be nice to me.
You think that was a bad delivery?
I think that was a terrible delivery.
I'd be like, AD.
You don't know she think that's a bad delivery?
I need you to go.
No.
No. He's joking
now. I need you to go to
jail with me. No.
But I'll be passionate with it. Like,
no.
This is his version of puppy eyes.
I need you.
He's like using charm to get out of this dumbass situation.
That's fine, but be nice.
I will.
And I think what you were saying was not nice.
My delivery could be better, and I'll work on that, honestly. I will. I need to be challenged.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened in the pods.
Yeah,
like, you literally challenged me, and it broke me down. Me being in my ego has been a big issue.
Yep.
You know? Like, I'm fucked up a little bit, you know?
I mean, admitting that is powerful.
It's powerful, like, powerful.
That in itself is like...
Well, that is hennes kryptonite. So hennes kryptonite är att han gör någonting keft. Och sen så säger han bara, but I'm working on it. I'm trying... Jag vet att det är fucked up and I'm trying to be better. Whatever han har gjort innan, hon är bara, alright, okay, this sounds great to me. Det är hennes kryptonite.
She's a Trump supporter. He can't do any wrong, man.
Så fort han visar på någon form av så vulnerability efter att han har sagt some fucked up shit, då är hon rädd att förlåta allting. För att hon är en sån sucker för, som hon sa, fix a hoe. Hon är en sån sucker för ett project som hon kan bygga vidare på. Och she won't have it with Clay.
Damn, you normally get Chelsea on a bad freeze. You got her on a bad freeze there, man. Her hair is herring.
Men precis. Men han använder, de slutar ändå bra den där konversationen. Yeah. Liksom.
I still like them as a couple, but I just feel like, I guess this is a you like it, I love it moment.
Oh.
When you got all of this stuff going on and you're willing to deal with it.
Mm. Precis. Hon tycker det är värt. To be fair, det kan ju vara så. Man tycker att den här personen har massa svagheter, men det positiva väger över och hon är along for the ride.
Yeah.
And decides like, oh, no.
Jimmy och Chelsea lägger sig på en strand här. Beautiful
this
beach.
I am think he's gonna do a package tap? Jimmy. His personality makes him 10 times cuter, but everything about him is just...
Do you think she really feels this way?
Babe, look at him.
That's crazy.
You're such a babe. Everyone's looking at you.
It's so fake. What about him? Muscular. He doesn't even believe it.
Oh, yeah, I'm so muscular. Yeah. Varför gör hon så här? Det här är så störigt.
She's the worst person in the world. No, but she's bad, man. It's like, well, why? He's not buying it. You don't believe that. So you just look like, when do I know that you're giving me a genuine compliment?
Vem säger du det här för the cameras? For vem ska
you know, she's saying it so that he can say it to her. That's what's happening.
But he
she
says
wants
it to
him
her.
To reciprocate it.
Say
he says it to her. He's forced to. He says it when she says, like, tell me, you know, in a you know, I see you situation. But she wants it all the time because she doesn't believe in herself.
För jag tänker, om man ska försöka, okay, you're such a babe. Everyone's looking at you. Om det är sagt som ett skämt, då kan det ju vara ett väldigt risky skämt. För då är det som att säga, du är sån icke-babe. Alltså man är sarkastisk och så här, det kan ju bli mean pretty fast.
Mm.
Så att jag tror att hon försöker låtsas som att hon menar det här på riktigt. Och det är bara så här, it's ridiculous. Hon kanske får, jag vet inte, Vi såg ett klipp på henne när hon lade på TikTok. Någon skickade det till oss. Mm. Där hon skämtade och sa så här, det här är the right time för att alla som har någonsin sagt till mig att jag ser ut som Megan Fox, step up, så help out, help me. Och så skrattade hon. Och det var så här, det var ett kul klipp. Det visade på att hon har humor kring allt det här.
Mm.
Men det där får vi inte riktigt se. In the show så är hon fucking terrible. Alltså.
But she... Also, if she gets this, right? Like, when is it natural for somebody... Like, if he felt that way. If I liked the way my... I love the way my wife looks, right?
Mm.
If I'm at the beach, how... I don't see a time when I would ever say, even though I think my wife's attractive and I think people find her attractive, I wouldn't say, you're so hot, everybody's looking at you, as that compliment. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
No.
That doesn't feel like a compliment that's a natural compliment to say.
No.
Why would everybody's looking at you? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I fattar vad du menar.
It's like a weird thing. Like, it says a lot about how she is packaging and how she wants compliments to be. It says a lot about what she's like.
Men därför frågar jag sig, vem är det du säger det här för? Det är som att hon försöker övertyga andra, alltså och sig själv, men att så här, att this is working och så vidare, genom att så här, ja, det är bara, det är jättekonstigt beteende. Och han är bara så här, försöker basically skämta bort det. Han bara, ja, för att jag är så muskler liksom.
Watch out, all the ladies are gonna steal my man.
I think my only concern right now is him feeling the same about me.
Feeling the same or saying the same shit?
I don't think you've ever told me.
A lot of the things I've described about you.
Small. No.
Features that I've told you that I like about you is typically what I go for.
Jeez.
I've also like sort of been all over the grid with what I'm attracted to.
I have too.
Do you have a type that you typically go for?
Call it, this is, she gets exposed, man. Mm-hmm.
Big and muscular.
So you got a lot of buff exes.
Kind of, yeah, I guess.
Good thing I'm buff.
You are buff, babe. How does it feel to be the hottest one on the beach?
Yeah. Why?
I can appreciate compliments, but I mean, come on.
Babe, I'm here to hype you up.
I'm here to hype you up.
You think if you and I saw each other on a dating app that you would swipe right for me?
You're the first blonde.
Just like realizing you're not her type
either.
You've
ever had?
Mm-hmm.
That also... Yeah, I don't know about this conversation.
It's a wild
conversation. It has started in the relation. När du har varit med... Alltså... Jag vet inte. Det är så himla... I riktiga livet när man dejtar någon, om det är någon man har träffat liksom out and about, så kanske det kan vara så att du är inte riktigt min typ. Men obviously, eftersom vi började snacka och vi började dejta, så var det ju någonting... Mm. Jag clearly gillade hur det såg ut, liksom. Så att det är inte applicable på riktiga livet. Utan det här är ju väldigt speciellt för the show, i att ni har liksom gått och förlovat er utan att ha sett varandra.
Mm.
Och att då ha den här konversationen om utseende och ens typ och... Yeah, I don't know, den är risky alltså. Mm. Man kan få höra någonting som man absolut inte gillar i den konversationen. Så man better be säker på sig själv och på relationen om man ska ha det. Så jag förstår inte det här som inte känns som en säker relation.
But it also shows how he can't read the room for shit.
Nej.
To say that you see, you feel all of this insecurity dripping off of this woman. Why ask that question when you know, you should know, she's probably gonna ask for how you feel if you would swipe on her.
Precis.
So would you super swipe? What's it called? Is it super swipe or something like that?
Me.
There's something that you, or super match.
Okay.
She'll probably ask that. You know, you wouldn't be surprised if she said that. What a dummy. This dude's dumb.
The only blonde you ever need.
That was funny.
What about me? No.
No. She said no immediately.
I'm on the dating apps like that.
Oh, I'm not on the dating apps.
I would.
Is there anything about me that you're like kind of apprehensive about?
It's
Varför frågar hon där?
Smooth as butter.
Negative. She's a heat-seeking missile.
För vad ska du göra med den här informationen? Tänk om hon bara, ja, vet du vad?
Like, I don't like your nostrils.
You got a fucking big chin.
Yeah.
You know what? Om jag ska vara ärlig, you got a big fucking chin on a Stanley. Now what? Vad ska du göra med den infon?
Thanks.
Verkligen. Now I feel so much better.
He said I have a big chin.
Det är såhär, varför håller du på fiskar efter de här sakerna? This is ridiculous.
She probably cringed when she saw this.
Absolut. Det här kan ju vara en situation där man bara... Fucking nervositeten och att man blir in your head och man lose your mind. Och sen så man presenterar sig själv på liksom den värsta versionen av sig själv. Tyvärr, och det är dålig timing för att allting filmas och ska sändas över hela världen. Oof. Så kollar man tillbaka och bara, damn, vad det
in Brazil, they're like, oh shit. I was, early in our relationship, Sandra and I used to say silly shit like, would you be with me if I look like this? You know, and we would make goofy faces and stuff like that. Or, but it wasn't like, the, to me it's silly, but this is just sad. You want to see more of this conversation?
Yeah, I want to.
Got on me if I wasn't sure. I'm very sure that you're that person for me.
Gotta do this shit like every day?
Friend. You're like my best friend.
I'm edgier than what you normally go for.
Tattoos and piercings.
Does it matter what I go for?
You're dating a nose pierce.
I mean, yeah.
You've never dated a girl with her nose pierced? Or a tattoo? Not a single tattoo?
No.
Wow.
It's not like I like go after that, but it just happened to be that way.
Are you worried your parents are gonna be concerned? You're not anyway.
She's looking for negativity, bro.
She's not like judgmental. She's not.
Alltså, det är inte som att hon har bara liksom face tattoos. Jag menar, det är liksom...
She got a sleeve. She does have a sleeve.
Ja, men alltså, kom igen nu. Det är fan 2024. Yeah. Och en liten nose piercing. Alltså,
And she resembles a famous actress.
That too. That, liksom.
That's the don't forget flag.
That. You're gonna say, I picked a lady who...
I'm engaged. She's got a quarter sleeve tattoo. And her belly button pierced. I want you to know I love her.
How do you feel about telling your people?
I think all my friends, they'll definitely be really shocked. But they all know that I've at least been looking for a relationship and I'm ready to take that next step.
Do you feel 100%?
I feel 100%. I don't have any words with you.
She's a weighted blanket, bro. Mind.
God! Alltså det här är...
I will walk up. I need a drink. I need a drink.
Jag känner hur my blood boils. Alltså jag blir vansinnig på det här.
You should have seen me watching at home, man. I was losing my mind. Sandra too. Like, oh my god, we're throwing pillows at the TV.
Det just never stops. It never stops. Det är bara hela tiden. Och jag menar, hur mycket kan man bekräfta en person? You frågade mig om jag är säker. Jag är säker. Du frågar dig, har du några tveksamheter? Nej, jag har inte några tveksamheter. Jag säger att du är beautiful, du är vacker. You're my best friend.
Is your family gonna dislike me?
Din familj kommer gilla dig. What else is there to say?
Are you 100%? Would you pod with me if I did that? Ugh. Hey man, should we pod together? Do you like pod with me? Do you just like what about episode? What's your least favorite episode? What do I do when we pod that you don't
shut
like?
Up, shut up. Shut up.
I'm just having to continue to reiterate.
Yeah, and I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I will do the same thing with you in different ways. If you tell me you love me every day, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of stupid, but 40 years from now, and we're on the beach, and you know we're having some drinks, and you just lean over and tell me you love me. That's the best feeling for me.
It is a good feeling. It's not enough. This isn't enough.
Told that you know I love you, or
yeah,
like you look pretty. It makes you very secure in your relationship,
or
which I think
you look
is so
pretty.
Important. And I've never had that.
Clearly,
I've been cheated on a lot.
Nobody told you I love you.
I can't be with someone who ever makes me feel uneasy, like, about stupid things. Especially with my job. Like, trust is huge.
I've been fortunate enough to, like, not been with cheaters, and I've never cheated. I get a sense I don't have to worry about that with you.
You validate me.
I don't know, man.
That it's not even, like, a fear or logical fear. Just making sure that you're... 1,000% sure.
Oh my god.
That.
Oh my god. The bro. Patience.
Just, pause for a second.
I don't really
bro.
Have any fears.
I want to say something. I have this feeling that I would be concerned about her fidelity. She's flying somewhere and somebody is into her like...
Yeah, and a little validation.
Yep. I feel like the way the mountain of insecurity that's the volcano of insecurity that's inside of her would she would explode if somebody showed her some genuine like lust. If somebody thought she was the hottest woman in the world and was just like, oh, I need you so bad, I would not be surprised if she just I felt like she had to be with that person and had to go with it just to get more validation.
Jag är imponerad av hans eller imponerad slash liksom come on now bro. Det här är
what is he supposed to do though?
Run for the hills.
Yeah,
I was about first
First flight. I just saw swimming.
Yeah. Well, listen, baby, jag ska bara in i hallen. Jag ska bara ta en simtur. Sen så bara...
Just go. He's just never coming back. He never came back. Are you coming back? Are you sure?
Bara vada in
sure
i vattnet.
Are you coming back? Are you 100% try swimming away?
I'm really enjoying my time with you, and I...
This was really so hard for me to watch, bro.
Really care about you, and I'm just excited we're together, and I'm excited.
Han börjar tappa tålamodet lite.
You gotta say it in every single way.
And
can you say it in Spanish? Tú es mi amor.
This is beautiful. I don't have a worry in the world. I do not.
Can you say it in Swedish?
I got you. That's all that matters.
I love you, babe.
Love you too.
Oh. She should say that in the mirror.
Oh, yeah, hon behöver massive amounts of therapy.
Jeez.
Det, och det är fan återkommande det här med liksom, det är många som bara, håll inte, alltså, det är inte dags för en relation. Du måste fix yourself först. Eller i alla fall vara liksom on the path of fixing yourself innan du ska liksom exponera dig själv och någon annan for all your shit.
Yeah, don't liksom, bring somebody else. Don't bring your baggage here, man. I guess for our entertainment you can bring your baggage.
Sen kommer ju vi till the party. Alla träffar varandra för första gången. Nej, inte för de har ju träffat... Yeah.
All the couples get to meet.
Precis, alla couples. Och ja, vi kollar.
Hair, so like matching his voice with what he like presents physically. I'm like, oh, it just doesn't... I don't know, something's not clicking here.
Hey, Miss Ma'am.
Can we pull up a chair?
You want a chair? You good?
He's so attentive.
Thank you, baby. Oh my God!
He's so attentive.
Are you kidding me?
You're not about to be sitting on the sand.
Yo,
hold on, pause real quick. Would you do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
Sandra was like, she liked it. It's like you would never do something. Does a Sabian think you would do that? If she were asked if you would do that, I think every guy would say they would do it. Not about to let Sandra. I told her I'm not going to let you sit in the sand if there's no seat there. Or if I see you picking up what looks like a big ass chair, I'm going to go get it if I see it.
Mm.
I was almost offended that she thought I wouldn't do that
she
shit.
She said you would never do it?
She said you wouldn't do that. She thought he was such a sweetheart. We almost got an argument, man. I pushed her off the couch. I was like, watch me take this seat. I was wondering about that. All right, go back. Look, they are going up. Damn, stick your tongue all out.
The attentiveness.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I'm like, that is ridiculous.
Miss Ma'am, are you fucking kidding me?
We're simple people, Americans.
Like, how do you feel with him?
Do you feel safe?
I'm like sitting there, and I literally actually
feel safe
sitting
there, and I just met him.
Right.
I
can't stand her.
I was sitting there rushing.
Is it what?
I can't stand Laura.
Nah.
Got fixed in the hair, and he was so sweet. Literally, my flip flops were like ready for my feet, just to slide in them. He like knew the second I turned around,
so she could follow.
Exactly what you imagined.
He is the same person that he was in the pods.
I want to hear about y'all.
I said no more glasses, no more Hawaiian shirts, and Mama's in it.
Mama's slipping and sliding all over.
No more glasses. I can't wear glasses. Well, jag kanske behöver han inte glasögon eller? Han kanske behöver det.
I think it's funny. She said, "Mama slipping, sliding."
Oh, det kan vara kul. Men he can't wear glasses.
Man can't do
I get the Hawaii shirts.
She like a project. She trying to fix him up, man. But it's good if you know you figured out all of the other stuff, and now you can make him the way you want him to look. I get it.
I mean, about just glasögon is svårt. Jag behöver mina glasögon för
she
att
might
see
mean it. Them dumbass shades.
Oh,
he was swimming in.
She's
trying to get him to swim in something else, if you know what I mean. Slip and slide.
I got the reference. I got the reference.
Wet vagina.
Rap genius over here. So. I got it.
She's wet. She's turned on. I'm like, jeez. He's
so
such a dork, man.
And he's respectful.
Like
that. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Det här är alltså... Assault Mike's tjej, som jag inte kommer ihåg vad hon heter. Vad heter hon? Tiffany?
Britney? Yeah, Tiffany.
I don't fucking know.
Tiffany? No, Britney?
Hon som ville bli ledd i alla fall.
Yeah,
och hon
Britney.
Pratar om att de har ju diskuterat att de ska vänta. Men Det verkar som att hon har, vill ändå ha någon, some type of thing.
Yeah.
Too, like, I am the type of one. I'm like, baby, you can grab me.
Yeah, touch me. Touch me.
Yeah,
like,
get blue balls.
Yeah. And does he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Doesn't sound like it.
So nobody had sex.
I got real.
I don't know why. No, we got same. Hot.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I love that. I love that. Listen, I wanted to jump on his bone. I did feel his wiener.
Här är Chelsea som pratar.
Is it big?
Huge.
Not huge.
What? Why?
Compared to what? Compared to what? Gosh, compared to this palm tree.
Please.
But you have to get it back.
This is girl talk. Is this what happens? This is what happens when ladies get together.
I guess
talk?
So. I guess so.
I would not want. Listen up, man. I would not. I joked about wanting to be said, wanting it to be said that I made you come a bunch, like Katya said.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want, if it's not true, which I think is just not true. I mean,
this sounds like some of them under Shane and
buy it. Believe it, yeah.
Oh,
but I wouldn't want. Don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't lie and say my dick is gigantic. what's the point?
But who does that?
Do you want envy? You want curiosity about your man's dick size?
Nej, men hon försöker få liksom så här, jag vet inte, det är någon form av validation.
She wants them to feel like she's better than them in some way.
Precis. Och det är så här,
she's got the guy, the best guy. She's so beautiful and.
Men det är så fucking barnsligt. Alltså det är så här, det här är. Du vet, är det högstadiet, gymnasienivå, yeah, kanske man skulle, folk skulle, yeah, fortfarande hålla på att ljuga sådär. Det är som såhär, lying on your dick liksom.
Mm-hmm.
Om ljuga, yeah, hur många, vilka man har legat med och vem man har. Det är såhär, jag killar
ju 600 times.
Snubbar gjorde det där all the time när man, yeah, var yngre. Men att liksom, man skulle inte bli caught dead. Gör det nu. Och, yeah, det är bara sjukt att hon sitter och säger såhär, like,
We didn't get how she said it, right? Did she go into detail? Let's
hon see. Visar the girth of the penis genom att hålla i de här guld...
yeah, those big-ass...
Big-ass guldkopparna.
Fucking...
Och kolla då på Assault Mike's shade. Det känns inte som att hon, she buys it at all.
Like this. Wowza!
Alltså, det är väl så här...
The Lord bless him. Girl, what?
Wow, it was hard. It
was, no, it was hard to resist.
Well, this is ridiculous.
It's been an interesting experience because, like,
it's that to tell was like, come on now.
And then Netflix got the nerve to play Tiny Man's voice right after.
Men de snackar om. Hon snackar om att du är så liksom hot, alla på stranden kollar på dig, you got such a big dick.
Yeah.
Och som jag sa för några avsnitt sen, we saw him in those short shorts.
Yeah, that's not the pants of a man to comfortably wear if they got a goblet-sized penis. Netflix Love is Blind goblet dick is not going in them little shorts.
Det är bara, jag vet inte, ridiculous behavior av Chelsea. Fy fan.
It was hard. Literally.
Undrar vad han tycker. För det, ja,
he probably like, for real, if they still together, he probably looked at her like, why you do this?
Ja.
She's really annoying. And Laura's bad. She's supposed to be my least favorite. But Chelsea is not making it easy for me to hate Laura the most.
Nej.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right?
For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Igen, det blir mycket Chelsea och Jimmy nu, men det är kind of de som är...
Yeah, they're like the lead characters. And he's like, oh yeah, that we're getting to.
Vi kommer komma till det nu, tror jag, för att han är... Vi established redan att this guy inte vet hur man shut the fuck up.
And he's been... We skipped through a bit, but he's been bragging about his relationship with her.
Till de andra
he
snubbarna.
The strongest, yeah,
han
the strongest.
Sa det, det var lite weird comment, men han sa, jag bet att vi är den starkaste relationen, sa han till de andra snubbarna.
Mm. He's like confident in their relationship. He's confident in his love for her and her love for him. It was a nice thing. It was a weird thing to say, but he obviously doesn't know how to fucking act.
Mm.
And he's obviously drunk.
Det clearly.
He's drunk.
Och det blir progressively så det är fler och fler som blir drunk här under kvällen. Men ja, vi lyssnar på det här när han igen vet inte hur man vet inte när man ska hålla tyst på det. Och den här grejen som han kommer göra här när han pratar om att AD är stacked, which she is.
Mm-hmm.
Men det där är ju någonting man kanske potentially kan säga om man är i en trygg relation.
Yep. With a confident partner.
Exakt. Men om du nyss har träffat din partner och du redan har fattat att den här tjejen är mad osäker i sitt utseende, kanske inte det bästa tillfället att prata om hur stacked någon annan är. But just, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe keep that to yourself.
Especially using a term like stacked that she might not even fully understand, or she might have her own opinion of what stacked is too. It's like, I think she didn't understand. He went even further.
Let me explain what I mean.
Okay, like, let me break ass it is juicy.
Let me
okay?
break it all the way down.
She has the perfect body.
What do you say about me?
All good things.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I love you.
Yeah, just lied about your dick.
It's not good that you're lying about my dick.
Briefly. I love you. If you want me to yell, I love you.
Do it.
Yeah, you love that one.
Do it. I'd have done it.
Nej, men han borde inte göra det nu, för det, hon klagade på att nu har inte han tydligen sagt I love you på ett tag. Och sen så han bara, ska jag skrika det? Och hon bara, ja, do it. Och han borde inte do it där, för det handlar inte om att... Jag tar inte av den här brunnen. Det handlar inte om att hon ska få höra att I love you. Det handlar om att alla andra ska få höra att han love you. Och det är bara så här, du gör det för alla andra. Och hon constantly, så är det för alla andras validation hon håller på med det här.
Yeah, that's true.
I fucking hate that.
What if he said that to her? I wonder how she would take that.
Mm,
if he'd been like, I love you, me and you. I love you, you hear me. Why do they need to hear me?
Oh, my next side.
Yeah, that would have been dope. But he's a dummy.
Woman is absolutely stacked. Hey, D.
Bookshelf.
I say that in the most respectful.
Babe,
respectfully.
She's a bookshelf. Hey, D. Hey, how you get a butt like that?
Squats and Jesus, girl.
What a response.
What you said? He goes, that girl.
Whoa.
Is she dancing?
She's pretty stacked.
She started moving too? Yo.
look at
the way yeah he looks away because she was wrong as shit for doing this.
Ooh,
he said that to her and she like panicked, right?
Mm.
It's obvious that she panicked and then she put this she made such a weird situation out of this by saying to AD and pretending she was cool too. She was trying to be cool with him and she said, you can say whatever you want to me. Hey, AD. And then she does that and puts all of that pressure on AD in front. Like, why would she do that?
För det är också, tidigt i... Det är bara wrong place or wrong time. AD skulle ju kunna... Nu verkar hon gilla den här typen av attention, verkar det som.
Yeah.
Men det kan man inte veta necessarily.
Right.
Hon hade kunnat...
But she knows how to handle it. She knew how to make it playful.
Precis, men hon hade också kunnat känna feel some type of way av att bli liksom essentially objectified.
Objectified, yeah.
Och sen finns det ju en hel så här black and white thing i
det här. I was gonna say it, yep.
Så att det är bara så här, det är risky behavior att hålla på och säga det här. För att han hade inte sagt det till AD, utan han sa det till henne för att han är dum nog att tro att han kan säga allting till henne. Ja.
And she's too insecure to handle it, and the way she did it was pass off this weird energy into the whole situation and make her partner feel fucking weird. Because he don't want her to hear that.
Nej. Nej, det hade kunnat bli en
weird... Shit, he don't want Clay to hear.
Ja, exakt, det hade kunnat bli en weird situation med Clay också. Alltså det är bara så här, come on now.
But Clay's the opposite on the spectrum of confidence.
Secured.
It was subtle, AD.
I didn't take it offensive.
I said it in the most respectful way.
So now, he feels like...
No, yeah, squats and Jesus, girl.
I said it, so he...
Well, now he feels like he has to rectify the situation. You know what I mean? He's awkward. He's like, damn. I know he's probably like, damn. Now I gotta show her and Clay that it was nothing like that. I was just, you know what I mean? So now he's gotta try to, but he's too drunk to effectively do it. And dumb. He's dumb.
He probably couldn't do it anyway.
Yeah, he probably couldn't do it sober, but drunk, that doesn't help anything at all either. So now we're in this situation that essentially his stupidity created, but she
magnified it.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Magnified the whole thing, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Women, huh?
Just
shut up, man.
It's over.
I'm just impressed talking to you.
Thank you.
This stupid motherfucker, alltså. Här är det också så här, lyssna. The situation is kind of bad already. De hade...
Why?
De hade kunnat sluta här, om man säger så.
Yeah.
Du sa någonting risky. Din tjej gjorde en stor del
av det. I get not one at the end there, though. I get wanting to make sure, like, you could say, oh, no, he did say, like, yeah, he did say, I meant it in the most respect. Exactly. I could have ended there, that's true. And AD seemed like she was good.
Precis, hon verkar, så att vill man då, tänker man så här, men vilket jag fattar, ni alla varit med i det här experimentet, det är en lång kväll, du vill gärna prata med alla, right? Det är inte konstigt.
Yeah.
Kanske inte gå och prata med AD right after du sa att hon var stacked. Maybe, låt det gå 20 minuter däremellan, eller någonting. Bara för att reset the situation.
Yeah.
Inte immediately lämna din tjej och bara, nu ska gå och prata med the stack girl.
Let's get this threesome popping. That's the energy you giving off.
Men igen, dummy ass Jimmy, alltså. Han vet inte vad han håller
på med. Dumb and drunk.
I am so embarrassed. She just called me the fuck out.
Can I do another tequila soda, please? Thank you so much.
Can I have a weapon?
Yeah, say hi, obviously. Not the way I wouldn't be concerned.
You're doing great. You're fine.
Chelsea has nothing but good things to say about you.
Yeah, he's trying. He's doing all right, man. Little does she know.
Are you happy?
He's bigging up her man.
Yeah. Clay is a lot. This is a lot, as you know. So I think just like getting used to it in person, like in the pods, it was like something that I could like sit there, chat.
Yeah.
But like now face to face, I'm like, shit, like it's a lot. I feel sick.
I'm gonna throw up.
I just feel very uneasy.
I'm wearing gym shorts right now.
I already noticed.
You got style, but like, I bet you none of these dudes notice at all.
I peeked like right off rip. I was like, oh, yeah.
Hey, I feel good, look good, feel good, play good.
Hon har, alltså, så här, hon har ju en, och det är inte, jag lägger inget av det här på henne, det är inte hon som gör fel, men hon Chelsea. Har en, nej, AD, hon har en flirty vibe about her.
Och vissa människor är så. I think it's chilly thing, man.
Maybe. Vissa människor är så, de har en flirty vibe, hon har en väldigt intensiv blick, så jag kan tänka mig att står man där lite längre ifrån
med Chelsea, get it on,
hon står vid baren och är about to throw up, och så kollar de bara på kroppsspråket typ, hon ser att fan.
How does it look when you're leaning over a trash can?
Yeah. Men hon ser Jimmy som bara har en stupid grin on his face. Hon ser AD med den där flirtiga looken on her face. Och då kan man få the wrong idea.
Especially if you're delusional enough to trick yourself into thinking everybody wants your man.
Precis. Men meanwhile så pratar de ju... Innocent. Diskussionen i sig är ju innocent.
Yeah.
Så,
So dumb.
But I'm okay with it. Like, you look good.
I'm not trying to impress you, you know?
I do a little bit. Okay. So what just happened? He was like, AD, she's looking good. And I called her. I was like, yeah, AD, like you are looking good.
I called
good.
Her
like,
out.
Butt like that, like called it out.
Yeah.
Like kind of call making an uncomfortable situation.
Yeah.
More comfortable. And then I
no.
Jimmy like turning AD around like with her hand and like
he did not do that.
I don't know.
I don't know, like, that comment,
I feel
odd.
It's one thing saying, oh yeah, like the guys are great, they all look great. But like, I don't know, when you're saying like a comment about somebody else in front of the person that you love.
If you don't get out of here with your
wireliner. Like, there's a lot of conversations that you guys have to
and
have.
And he was so sweet, just like just a second ago. He's like, what'd you guys talk about? He's like, I love you so much. Like, this is like. So
he don't love you anymore?
No, man.
I know he's into you. Like, it's it's evident, like, the way, like, he talks to you and looks at you.
I hate this conversation.
But I don't
know. Like, Mike had to be the end it.
Are they drunk?
Yeah, no. Like, that's the thing. You're going into a marriage.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You don't question it. Like, I don't. I don't like that feeling.
That's not
and
fair.
It's not even like being insecure or
like. It's not.
Complex or whatever. It's just like the way, like, comments you make and then. Comment you make again.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Det är bara, 100% being insecure. Och det där är så här, men to be fair så kan det också vara så att han sa den där kommentaren, han är drunk, han är kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Och om man tycker så här, vet du vad, jag är inte bekväm, i alla fall inte så här tidigt i vår relation med att du kommenterar andra kvinnors utseende.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Men då får man ju säga
that
det.
Shit.
Say that istället
don't
för
act like it's cool and then you start joking with her and then she really made the situation way worse.
Mm.
Especially considering how insecure she is.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Wow. Men Jimmy, han är on a rampage. Han går vidare nu. Precis. Och det här var en rolig grej i konversationen. Han pratar big up Clay.
Yeah.
Pratar om hur liksom handsome Clay är och hur bra good looking couple de är.
Yeah.
Så det var ju liksom ingen. Han gjorde, själva konversationen i sig var inte overboard.
Exactly.
Det var bara timingen och kind of hur det, how it looked.
Yeah, this was far. Nothing like something that we've seen on Love is Blind.
Oh, nej, nej, det är på riktigt det såhär, oh,
yeah,
I never stopped thinking about
I picked
you.
The wrong one and exactly. Shit like that. She's, you're more my type, like what's his name did with the girl, I forget his name, Cole, with that shit situation when he's in the pool, like damn, lusting after that.
Exakt. Här så är det ju dock, som sagt, Jimmy on a rampage. Han borde ju nu bara så här, read the room lite. Att bara, okej, fan, jag måste gå kanske nu. Och,
Jimmy need to go home. Go home, Jimmy, you're drunk. We're at that point.
Jag måste gå liksom och träffa hans fiancé och försöka smooth things over. Eller
he don't even know he got a smooth
I
over.
I know, that's why he's stupid. Men det, ja.
Come on, Shug.
Shut your ass up, going? Laura.
I'm good.
You're good.
Phenomenal. You know, you were my first date.
Yes, you were my first date.
Look, she's burning over there.
So Jimmy pratar med Laura istället för hans fiance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine said 27, software sales, Southern.
How hard was it for y'all to, this doesn't include you.
Okay.
How hard was it for y'all to,
one thing she needs to hear.
15.
It wasn't hard for me.
Så han sitter, stupid this guy. Han sitter med sin pissed off tjej och två andra kvinnor. Efter att hon är sur för att han just har snackat med ytterligare en annan tjej. Så han kommer och bara ställer en fråga och säger åt essentially hans tjej att du behöver inte vara med i den här diskussionen. Come on,
I'm talking to the other ladies.
Ja, verkligen. Come on, bro. You're doing it wrong.
Talking to the other women I've dated before. I don't know.
Really?
Very picky.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, that sucks because I didn't make either one of y'all's list.
You're just having fun, man.
Yeah, yeah. But,
Amy, Laura, you're both happy?
Yeah, I'm very happy. I'm very happy.
Yeah, we're good. You happy?
I'm the most happy here.
Ecstatic.
I'm the most happy here.
I am. I can confidently say that.
Yeah, good, you know.
He's got so much confidence in them.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Anybody need anything?
I'm good.
Good.
All right, it's good. Thanks for letting me hang out.
Yeah, cool.
You're just having a good time, man. Old country boy, just having a good time, man. Let that man be aloof. Why that man can't be aloof, man?
Det är ändå kul att han är bara så unaware av vad han håller på att skapa.
I think, man, yeah. But I really think it was all escalated by her. And he navigated the part he was familiar with, the part he knew he was in, he navigated it well, which is the talking to AD.
Mm.
And then sitting there, he fucked up, but he don't know. He doesn't know yet that she got these deep insecurity issues.
Nej, men han borde ha kunnat put two and two together by now. Efter den där konversationen på stranden.
No, she also said,
Oh, no, it's good. You can do anything with me. Oh, look at AD. Like, she tried to play. She played the cool girl. She played
Men jag menar bara att du, han borde ha någonstans picked up av att är du med en person och ni har varit träffat varandra i vadå, typ 2 dagar och mycket av era konversationer handlar om att hon vill att du ska bekräfta henne om och om och om igen. Då måste man ju bara fatta till slut. Oj, okej, här är någon som verkligen behöver det här. Någon som är insecure och så vidare. Det borde han ha picked up. Men vi har ju established redan att han är väl inte det skarpaste fucking kniven. Så.
I need somebody to walk me through it.
Ja, exakt. Och han gillar inte att bli screamed on. Han gillar inte att bli liksom put pressure on him.
I'm just trying to think and process slowly.
He's Men det är kul att se någon som är så unaware. Så happy and drunk och unaware av att han håller på. Att han är in some shit right now. Vi får se lite av Assault Mike och Clay och AD också. Där Assault Mike ger ändå lite uttryck för en oro, kan man säga det, kring the black and white thing.
Yeah, I didn't see this coming.
Look at this. It's giving. Black excellence.
Look at this. I love black people, man. Yes, I'm so familiar with these conversations.
Yeah, how are you?
How are you and your white girl?
How's it going, man?
Clay with the ultimate confidence. I said that. He's the opposite of Chelsea. He's like, oh, y'all talking? All right, man. I'm going to peace out, man. Go holler some other people because I'm confident in myself.
Precis.
And that this middle school adult is not going to take my lead.
Fucking principal will come in to talk. Nej, men,
so much confidence, man.
Nej, men precis. Och det där är bara visar på hur skönare det blir också att vara ihop med någon som har lite confidence.
Yes.
I att, så här, allting behöver inte bli ett stort drama. Liksom, här kommer Assault Mike förbi, pratar med AD. Och Clay bara, okej, jag låter er catch up. Jag går och sätter mig här borta.
Yep.
Tänk om han då skulle gå iväg och stå sur över baren och bara, oh my god, I'm seeing
it. I need a tequila.
I'm throwing up.
I love you. Tell him that. Tell him, bro, you got a queen on whole boss out here. She the one. How do you feel, though? Like, do you...
Oh, I'm obsessed with
him. We know.
That. I am obsessed.
Yeah. My guy is dope.
Yeah.
You feel me?
So what's going on with that?
You know what? We each other is, like, person. We got so many plans when we get back.
You typically, like, date white girls?
Don't. She's a first.
She's the first. How's that going?
Never in my life.
Love that they kept this conversation.
It superseded my expectations.
Really?
So when I saw her, of course, I was like,
banging.
Beautiful.
Body, yep. Face, everything, yep.
She's a dope, adult person.
Really?
We definitely click in so many ways. I'm very like, what you need? Like, are you okay? Like, can I do something for you?
So is she.
She's the same exact way.
Crazy.
So.
How
and
is that balancing?
And sometimes it's like, ugh,
you're
it's
both
too much.
Like, what do you need?
It's
what do you
too
want?
Much.
What do you need? What do you want? Yeah.
It is the most, like, natural thing, and it's so good.
Yeah.
So my challenge right now is less around, like, how similar our day-to-day lives are, more around, though, like, how do we tackle the fact that when we get back, people are going to be like, yo, Ken.
Life is going to life.
Yeah.
Are you okay with that?
I don't know yet.
I'm confident in who I am.
She's strong enough for that?
I'm very confident that, like, she's very, like...
It seems like she's stronger than him.
I do feel
I look at her as an alpha.
Because I want to be, like, so 100 with you.
Yeah.
When y'all get married, she's going to have to raise black children.
Yeah.
And are you confident that she can raise black children?
Yeah. I'm very much pro-black.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't lose sight. I don't lose sight of, like... what we have had to overcome, what society still perceives that we can do and achieve.
Like, man, so much here to unpack.
You can date white and be pro-black.
She said it too. You can date white and be pro-black.
It doesn't hit you.
Yeah, man, I got to get out of this marriage, man. I'm raising black kids. I get what she's saying. I get this conversation, all of the feelings, all of the anxiety behind it and around it, especially in the U.S. It's like it's a loaded, interracial dating is such a loaded thing, almost to the point where people are like, wow, would you put that on yourself?
Alltså, varför skulle du ens...
Why even date somebody outside your race when I'm gonna make you feel bad about it?
Oh.
Or people will, or you're putting the kids through something and stuff like that, but it's just like, it's love, man.
Mm.
I do not want to not be with my wife. So we're having this life together.
Men det verkar jobbigt. i USA, för det är ju extra liksom laddat där, om man säger. Säkert mer laddat än på de flesta andra ställen i världen.
Yeah.
Och det verkar också vara, mitt intryck, jag kan ha fel, mitt intryck är att det är de svarta männen som får mer skit för att dejta interracially än de svarta kvinnorna. Jag säger inte att de svarta kvinnorna inte får skit, men de, mitt intryck är att de inte får lika mycket skit. För att det finns
they don't get a self-hate thing.
Men för det finns också en motstånds nästan rörelse där som man kan se med vissa kända svarta kvinnor, typ Serena Williams eller till och med rapparen Eve som är ihop med någon vit miljardär typ. Mm. Att så här, det verkar landa ganska ofta i att så här, well, om de svarta männen liksom, de är kaffa mot er, de tar inte hand om er, så good on you för att du liksom step outside your race och liksom get what you're worth och så vidare och så vidare.
Especially if you're the rich guy.
Det verkar bara väldigt infekterat.
Yeah.
Och så I would get that, att bara så här, jag vet inte om jag pallar med den här skiten alltså. Jag gillar den här personen, men det råkar vara en different race, så jag pallar inte med all the negative attention around it.
Yeah.
Hur var det, snabb side, liksom, när du blev ihop med din fru, hur var det med the negative attention around it?
No, I never felt it too bad.
You never felt it?
No, not too bad. You get some side eyes and shit, but I don't worry about it like that.
Nah.
I have family. I have my aunt. I've talked about her before. Aunt / cousin, who, you know, my father's brother married my mom's cousin.
Okay, I hang into me honest, but yeah.
She's my aunt and my cousin. You know, both sides. They married each other. She straight up, why you get a white girl? Just like that, that's how she talks to. Why you get a white girl? And I was like, damn, why didn't you get somebody black? And I was like, I love her, you know. And now she cool. And I mean, I feel like ain't no denying. Like I'm not insecure like that. I feel like there's no denying my love for my wife. And when you see us together, then it's like, oh, it's right. I don't know what else to say.
Nah.
I walk off like Clay did.
Men det är i alla fall jag gillar att de inte shy away från de här konversationerna.
För season, man,
man kan tycka vad man vill om det här. Det är sjukt att det ska behöva vara så. Det är liksom, ja, fine. Men det är bara se vad man vill. Det är infekterat still to this day.
Yep.
So,
even like having that conversation with a black woman, it's a tough thing. Because a lot of people might think
you fucking sell out.
You sell out or you. And I like that she said that you can be with a white woman and still love your people.
För
like,
det är många, den grejen är ju många som inte tycker.
Yeah,
liksom.
Yeah, man.
Att,
on that, what's his name? On his kick.
Who?
The guy, brother, whatever his name is.
Dr. Umar?
Dr. Umar, yeah. Yeah, on that kick. And it's like, I had to do it here. I had to fucking defend that shit.
I'm gonna hit
the stupid thing, that dumb thing I went to.
Can't believe you went there.
I like to challenge these dumbass kids.
About how well we think everybody's like matches.
Yeah.
Like click.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. You and Chelsea.
That you guys are doing well.
Phenomenal.
2.5 weeks ago, I was one of the
little
few.
Does he know?
One of the few people. One of the guys here that was like, there's no way this is going to happen. I'm definitely not going to fall in love with anybody. And then I meet that person over there.
Forgot her name.
She is gorgeous. She's amazing.
Yeah.
She's taught me about what is it? Bean dip.
Bean dip.
She told me you would know what that means.
I hadn't heard of bean dip.
Mm-mm.
Not the bean dip. I said, Jimmy, do it when we walk in. She will literally die.
She like, told me she to do it to you, and I was like, I'm gonna get fucking canceled.
She's not. I will
no,
fight
absolutely
you.
Not.
I will fight him.
Clay is like, what?
She was trying to set me up for some bullshit.
This happens a lot of times with black people in white spaces, and we can't believe they be wilding like this. Like you see this like for real, like it's like
call up a Clay's mean.
Yeah, so it's like for real. Are you for real right now?
So bean dip. Om jag förstår det, jag har inte heller har det inte heller hört
it's
om det.
It's called harassment.
Precis. So bean dip. Det är vadå, ska slå till någon på bröstet.
Up and down, slap it up and slap it back down.
A slap a titty. Okay.
Slap a titty up and down. She told Laura told. Jeremy, right? Is that his name? She told Jeremy to do that. And he said no.
So det här är ju the kind of the reverse of det vi fick se tidigare med Chelsea. För varför säger this guy det här till framför AD? Han säger det till AD när också Clay är där. Varför säger du det här? Din tjej har ju uppenbarligen velat skämta med dig. igen, och det här tycker jag är igen, det är en liten så här objektifierande en svart kvinnas kropp.
I was gonna say it.
Liksom, nu har ni tidigare snackat om hennes booty, nu är det om hennes bröst.
What's next? They're gonna go pull her hair? Ja, men and typ, touch her hair,
jag gillade nice. Inte alls det här. Jag tycker att det blir kind of racial av allting.
And then the fact that they're oblivious to it. Ja. It's just like, have y'all been around black people before?
Men, med allt det sagt, så om man ska ge Laura the benefit of the doubt, så menar hon ingenting illa med det. Men, jag bara säger, om hon har sagt till sin snubbe att det skulle vara kul att kolla på... Konversationen började säkert som den andra. Man, she's stacked. Yep. Du borde göra en bindip. Haha. Varför går han och säger det till henne? Och till hennes snubbe? Why?
Got comfortable and he drunk?
Det är liksom... Det är bara så...
And then and a lot of it's subconscious. I do think it's a racial element behind it that they don't even understand. It's like feeling like some... Or just... In their back of their minds,
jag tycker
like
det är the racial element och the jealousy element. Det är så här, damn vad hon, vilken kropp hon har och synd att inte vi har, och då ska de hålla på och skämta om hennes kropp istället.
They've been all injecting their faces and shit trying to get what she got.
No. Step your game up, alltså.
Step your game up.
Fucking Laura or Chelsea. Paste the ass.
Paste it. She got dick holes in the underwear.
Literally hit.
She's wild. She told me to do
Clay
that.
Is not feeling this.
I told you to do that to who?
You.
That's and I'm so like, what crazy.
I literally looked at her and I was like, what is wrong with you?
You see Clay's arm come from around her?
Don't do that, Jeremy.
Absolutely.
So I will beat your ass.
I'm going to go get a drink.
Most things, I would be like, that's crazy. And with her, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
That's so wild.
You can see. What's her name been around white people before? AD.
AD Humbaha. I'm just going to go drink.
She used to be a cheerleader. She's been around probably frat boys and all that shit. But this ain't cool, man.
Nej, och jag menar, och Clay, vi sa ju tidigare att han är väldigt confident, men han är också väldigt, han ger det här unga intrycket, och man märker att han blir väldigt obekväm av det här, på något sätt, är att så här, han måste nästan försäkra sig om att Jeremy bara, make sure att du inte tar på min tjejs bröst, liksom.
Don't touch her titty. I would choke you.
Oh.
And Jeremy wants to get out of his...
What did Look, you say? We can't Who did you offend? Thank
you, baby. Who did you offend?
I hope not. Did you start to
No, you offended me. You offended me.
Oh, I offended Clay?
What did it say? Bean what?
Making something out of nothing.
No, bean
what?
You did say.
Clay want to know. What's going to happen to my girl today?
Joking, Clay.
That's what I said. That's a, I'm like, what, Laura, what Laura doing? Bean dip is crazy. That's a crazy terminology.
I didn't invent it.
You did.
The fuck I did.
You did.
Terminology.
He's trying to be cool about it. He don't like this shit at all.
Take some shit and then get himself in trouble.
I'm not in trouble. I'm fine.
Y'all are a mess. I can't.
Y'all are a mess and then roll out. Don't use my term and roll out. Y'all are a mess. I'm gonna go slay. Man, fuck her, man.
Trying to make something out of nothing.
I mean, what the fuck?
Why AD sitting with her though?
Joke. I think it's funny to us, but like obviously to Clay, he's like, like not funny. Relax. Hold on, not relax because tell another man.
But as a fucking
I'm not farting
joke.
By the way.
Well,
this is
the joke. He doesn't know.
Well, Jeremy's in the wrong for even bringing it up because it was a literal joke.
No accountability for her.
I mean, something out of nothing. Damn.
No accountability.
Damn.
I mean, nothing to you, but something to him.
Thank you.
Honestly, I was like, it was a joke. That's not, I did not.
Go apologize to Clayton.
Go grab Edie's, like, that's not what it was. It was a fucking joke. AKA, it should have not even been brought up. Because it was a
that's true.
Edie moment.
That's so weird that even happened. Like, what?
But they're about, nu it's about alcohol talking. They're about, it's the whole.
And AD's trying to diffuse, and she's taking on the whole. The role of mediator and diffuser of the whole thing. And I think it's unfair to AD, who's the one who's been objectified. And it's just how it is, man.
Yep.
It's a microcosm of the fucking the racial climate in general. You gotta teach, and then you gotta do it in a way that the offender doesn't get offended.
Precis. So do you need to see it some the threatening one, or the party pooper one, or
just fine with fucking white people, man.
Exactly.
Sit over here, babe.
Okay.
So, you're also Laura or Jeremy.
And hang out with him.
Can I get a tequila soda? Thank you.
And they keep
I
trying
was like,
again.
He's coming. That's not your man.
Yeah, it's John.
Wrong man.
Johnny had
that. Top line.
Oh, you guys are over here talking shit.
No, we love it.
We love him.
You're talking shit. I'm going to have words with you later.
Right. I love that for me.
She like
don't
she
start shit when there doesn't need to be.
It was a joke that just spun out of control.
I'm out of here.
Her whole way of talking to him is like he's a child. He looks like he's scared to get in trouble.
Ready to go home.
What?
Get your whooping.
Like home or back to the hotel?
Yeah, I'm ready to go home.
Oh my God. It's a lot.
Yeah. Running like a ninja, what? All right.
Så han ska alltså dra från festen för att han blir... Ja, jag vet inte. Han felt uncomfortable. Han var sur. Han var full. That's the main thing, I think.
I think he's, yeah. He's got a spoiled brat vibe to him. This is when it gets really awkward for me.
Precis, det här är avsnittet är på väg att ta slut. Vi har spelat in i över en timme. Men we can't leave utan att prata om den här situationen också.
I can't do it. I don't know if I can watch it.
Dumbass Jimmy som tror att everything is fine. För han anser att han har bara varit full och glad. Och det enda han har gjort tycker han är att ha byggt upp hans relation. Och byggt upp hans tjej.
What he has done.
I know. Men det är inte vad hon tycker att han har gjort. Yeah. Så. Chelsea, vi lyssnar.
Oh my god.
I'm good.
Can I put earplugs in?
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong.
Immediately on the negative.
Something's wrong.
I'm the happiest man in the world.
No, I'm good. I promise.
So the dude took at something's wrong. Yes. So you bring it up then. You're lying to me.
I think you're lying.
Oh my goodness.
I'd be out so fast.
What's wrong?
Bruh. I wouldn't.
When everyone else was like paying attention to their ladies, like I was just standing there like by myself the whole time. Or like when you.
And she got super bad posture. That's Deba. I'm fucking sorry. Det är en av mina största ex.
Oh.
Det är dålig hållning faktiskt.
Okay. Good anyway, to know, man.
You know, vi har snackat tidigare om alla ex som kvinnor har mot män. Och jag tror vi också snackat om att så här, män, vi generally, vi har inte liksom så mycket ex, tror jag. Inte lika mycket som kvinnor.
I think it's kind of an ex for me. It is an ex.
Men en av mina ex, kanske den största, det är bad posture. Och när hon har den här, ska start some shit while having bad posture, det är bara så här, I can't do this. I gotta be out, man.
If you're not gonna stand up straight.
I felt so uncomfortable that I called it out. And then the whole time you spent talking to AD when I was by myself. And then I see you spinning her around, looking at her body. It made me feel
I guess he did that.
Very type of
way. He says
way.
No.
Never spin her around.
Oh.
Okay.
And she just says, okay.
I talked to her. And
kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Stor detalj.
Spun her around.
And I was standing at the bar by myself.
She didn't even...
Standing out there watching, like...
You were nowhere near us.
Musiken.
I'm not into AD at all.
No, I'm not. If you
heard any context of that conversation, I went up and told Clay.
I didn't, though, because I walked away because I was so uncomfortable.
Well, let me tell you what happened.
Let me inform you.
Okay. If you're uncomfortable, I'm sorry you're uncomfortable.
It was just very odd.
There wasn't anything like flirty. There wasn't anything you wouldn't have wanted to hear. If you were a part of that conversation, you would have known all that.
It made me feel icky. And I just
what?
Sat there. Like, it was
it's like she
so
would not in this
for me. And like, the fact
conversation.
That you weren't reading the room made me really, really sad.
Not the cry. Not the fake cry.
Why are you walking away?
Because that's what you do. You're supposed to follow me.
Why are you walking away?
So you can follow me, you know?
Because you're just going to try and make me feel bad. And
I'm not trying to make
you're
going to
try and make me feel bad.
All the girls talked about how great their connections were and like how
I bragged about you all night.
So glad they kept him talking.
Every single person, I bragged about you. Ken bragged about you. Clay bragged about you. Johnny bragged about you.
Watch her dismiss all this information.
Where I stand with you. I felt comfortable. I felt comfortable.
What?
Oh
my God. You answer that.
That's a you
problem. I bragged about you. Why do you feel different, though? I can't answer that question.
Oh, I can't stand this.
Bro, I was almost out, man. I'm over here standing, yelling at the television now. At this point, one foot on the table and one on the couch. I'm in here losing it.
Foot on the table?
Foot on the table and foot on the couch, mad at home, yelling at the TV. This woman's insane. Are we gonna watch the rest of this?
Yeah, we got to.
God damn.
Sorry, we must.
It's a little torturous.
It was so strange for me. It was.
I can't stand the voice either.
Yeah.
You were the only person who wasn't
not a tear.
Coming up to me, like being like lovey, and like why couldn't we do that? Like everyone else was.
I kissed you more than anybody kissed their woman tonight. I just felt really confident about where we were.
Watch her dismiss it all.
The connection we have. To the point where I didn't have to be by your side all night, so I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. I don't need you by my side, but like that's why this is very sad to me because like it was just a very.
How is this sad? This is like going out with our friends, and you know where I stand. Like I'm the luckiest person. I'm the happiest person here. I'm sorry you feel that way, but.
Thank you for acknowledging how I felt. I didn't feel loved by you. I didn't feel like
I thought she was saying thank you for saying you're the happiest person.
Every time I like walked up to you.
You're not inconvenience. I want to be around you. I love being around you.
Oof.
I'm so grateful to be on this trip with you.
I said so many good things.
I just need you to hear me out.
I hear you out.
I'm not trying to like cause
issues. You don't think when I purposely walked over to you and Amy and Laura.
No, I love that, but like,
because I wanted to like
the room though. Like, these are all people that we dated. You know, like it wasn't just like random friends, and that made me sad. It like hurt. It really hurt.
I can't deal with the voice.
Sorry, I don't ever want to make you.
Can't
feel
deal
sad.
With any of it. This would have been a deal breaker for me, man.
I sat there by myself after you just commented on how great her body was.
Okay, my bad.
Oh, he fucked up there. Make me feel.
You said it was all good. Like
I was so confident
having too much fun
on my decision with you, and I was so confident that you had that same decision with me.
And I do. I love you.
So what's the problem?
With my entire heart, and that's why I'm having this conversation with you. Because it hurt.
Well, like that
doesn't match what you're saying.
I get if it hurts.
He has no idea what's going on.
I love you.
He drunk too?
I'm having this conversation with you because
I love you too. I just think that
this is good.
I just thought that was a given.
I like that he says this here.
I wouldn't have asked you to marry me.
To marry me. Like, that didn't hurt me.
Thought looking you in the eyes and telling you that I love you and
no, it's not enough,
telling
bro.
You how I felt about you, and not only how I feel about you, but trying to prove to you, you know, like
I wouldn't be having this conversation with you if I didn't give a crap.
I know what? That. I know you care about me.
I do. I love you.
I feel like you're questioning that I love you.
Melting down. Okay, what do you want me to do?
Stop
I told
being
you.
You.
My feelings were hurt. What else do you want me to say?
What?
I don't. She's drunk too. Where this is going?
What do you want?
Alexa. Step back. The.
This is getting. This
doesn't
this
it?
Is making
I forgot
mad.
He said it's unfair at some point. That's
I'm
what
telling
I'm
telling you that my feelings were hurt. You said hurtful
you.
Comments. You made
hurtful.
Me feel uncomfy.
Okay.
So just take it.
So just take it.
Take what? Like, you're not even being clear.
Just take it. Jag ska bara ta din version av hur du beskrev det. Och jag ska inte säga någonting tillbaka. I'm just supposed to take it.
Nah, that that's not how it works, player. Worked. Especially when I really don't feel I did anything wrong.
Exactly.
Am I supposed to just say I did something wrong because you feel...
Nah.
Because of how you feel?
Hell no.
Like, you have a warped view of what happened.
Mm.
You think I spent this woman around?
Det började med det att jag spun her around. Men jag gjorde
det. And I didn't. And I said no. And then you left it alone.
Mm. Nej, det här är... Hon är... Uff, hon är a piece of work. Och,
he does say at one point that... I think you've been unfair to me.
Mm.
I think at the end of that argument. And I thought it was good that he... That was his version of standing this guy.
He like needs this. To be out. Och jag säger det inte för att liksom han är någon värsta catch eller nothing.
No.
Men att så det här...
You bara, can't deal with a person like this. This person ain't ready for a relationship.
Nej, det här är massive amounts of therapy först och sen kanske. För att det här är... Jag känner mig på riktigt drained efter att ha kollat på det här. Jag känner så här, hur...
I did not expect to watch it again.
Yeah, men,
we gotta do it. It's our job.
Precis.
We did it for y'all, man.
Precis, vi lider igenom det här för er skull, alltså.
Så, that shit was painful. That was two painful scenes in this episode.
Nej, jag känner mig drained av det här. Och det är inte så man vill... Man ska ha känna sig i en relation.
Liksom, yeah, imagine him.
Oh, nej, what a wet blanket.
Yeah, ain't no package tap before sleep that night.
Nej.
I wouldn't want to be in the bed with her.
Nej, alltså det sista man vill nu är att så, låt oss cuddle. I don't want to fucking touch you now.
You know you wake up in the morning if you didn't touch her and she's like, why didn't you touch me? I thought you liked me.
Oh, nej. Ja, vi får se om de lyckas rädda det här eller inte. Men hon är in the running for the worst contestant. Så här, för att vara helt ärlig så finns det ju också... Det finns ju de som har varit med i den här showen och varit värre på grund av att de har varit liksom straight up mean, eller de har ljugit, eller de har som SK liksom, eller och så vidare. Så hon är ju inte... Right. Hon gör ju inte någonting sånt, men hon är bara bad på grund av hennes issues. Jag skulle bara aldrig kolla det åt sig. Men vi är tillbaka snart, okej hörni?
Yeah. We'll holla at y'all.
Ja. Yeah. Peace. Peace.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.